then you will be able to hear what I'm saying. Okay? Have you got it? So keep your headsets on all the time, then you will hear from the speakers.
I think you have to press the button once.
Okay. Can you nod your head if you can hear me? I just want to make sure. Yeah, that's fine. It's working. Yeah. Thank you. So I just want to welcome all of you to this public policy meeting organized by SIOC at the United Nations. So my name is K.L. Cheung. I'm a breast surgeon from the United Kingdom. I'm also serving a number of roles in SIOC, including in the Public Policy Committee, National Representatives and Membership Committees, and also the Surgical Ad Hoc Committee. It's my great pleasure to chair this meeting and to welcome all of you to Geneva. First of all, I just wanted to briefly introduce you a few housekeeping announcements, which is important. Except for the panel here on the stage, masks must be worn at all times, and recording is not allowed. If you will see someone taking pictures all the time, and if you don't want to be photographed, just tell them. I'm sure you'll be pleased to have your photographs on the website. But do tell them if you don't want to do so. And when you give your presentations later on, do not use any advertisement at your presentation so that there is no conflict of interest. Also, if you are going to use any photos in your presentations, they may be used because this whole event will be live streamed as well. So turn your mobile phone on mute, and eating or drinking is not allowed in this room except for water. When there is an opportunity for you to ask questions, we will tell you later on, according to the program, there will be two short Q&A sessions. Then what you do is to press the button in front of your microphone. When it turns red, that means people can hear you. So, as I mentioned before, the event is live streamed via WebEx. Participants from various parts of the world have joined virtually. So I'm talking to them as well, because we have two Q&A sessions. We'll be taking questions live from here, moderated by the chair of the session, but I will also be watching questions that are coming through the WebEx system. So if you want to pose questions at the time, to any of the speakers, according to the program, please feel free to do so. But we will try our very best to answer as many questions as possible, given the constraints of time. So now I'm going to have a very brief introduction about SIOC. SIOC is the International Society of Geriatric Oncology. It was founded in year 2000 and is a registered NGO in Geneva. There is a special consultative status with the United Nations Economic and Social Council. So we are very pleased to have that status. We are an international and multidisciplinary medical network actively engaged in improving the care and treatment of older adult cancer patients through education, clinical practice, research, and partnerships and collaborations. So without further ado, I'm going to invite